New census estimates show thousands of Latinos moved to North Carolina in the last decade. In Mecklenburg County, Latinos make up 14% of the population. With all those new arrivals, many only speak Spanish, and they're finding it difficult to do business with their local government. WFAE's Laura Brache met one immigrant business owner who thinks better language access in the area is really needed.
When you walk through the door of New York Pastries and Pasteleria, you're surrounded by smells of fresh pastries with hints of sweet vanilla and fruit fillings. It's Martin Rojas's New York-inspired bakery in Charlotte. The many cases of baklava, colorful eclairs, fruit tarts, Italian cookies, and a variety of cakes are impossible to miss. While his specialties are European pastries, Rojas hails from Mexico, making the likes of bright-colored conchas and creamy tres leches flan also part of his vast selection.
I never thought I'd make a living baking breads, cookies, and pastries that aren't from my own culture, but I am very grateful and feel very blessed to do what I do.
After leaving Mexico, Rojas lived in New York City and worked in a Greek bakery for 2 decades before taking everything he learned down south and set up shop in the Queen City 5 years ago. It was the first time he opened his own business and had to navigate the already complicated process with a low level of English.
I speak English.
Sometimes I have to reschedule important appointments around my daughter's school schedule so she can translate for me.
Census data show Rojas was one of close to 97,000 Latinos in 2015 who lived in Mecklenburg County and identified Spanish as their primary language. It was a small portion of Mecklenburg County's total population, but of all Latinos, more than half only spoke Spanish at home. Data for 2018, the most recent available, shows that the Spanish-speaking population surpassed 110,000. And that's no surprise. A recent study found this population grew faster in North Carolina than in any other state in the last decade. Still, local governments have a lot of catching up to do when it comes to supporting Spanish-speaking residents. Rojas and others he's spoken to in the community agree.
There are many of us here who have businesses but don't speak English very well. But if there was someone there who understood us, it'd be really different. It'd be great.
In the last 10 years, the city and county have tried to support language access in the area. In 2018, the city hired Federico Rios as the city's first immigrant integration manager in the Office of Equity, Mobility, and Immigration Integration, also known as EMI. It's taken 5 years to create a policy to make sure every department has help with translations.
This particular report is, I believe, the first real effort was put into collecting information from multiple language sources and disseminating information across language groups. Previous reports and previous focus had always been given to English-speaking community members.
EMI works with all other city departments to make sure important information they share is inclusive to non-English speakers. Spanish is the biggest need, but other languages identified by the city include Vietnamese, Russian, German, Greek, Hindi, and Mandarin Chinese. And while EMI exists, Rios says it wasn't until the coronavirus pandemic that their efforts to translate many of the city's communications and resources were expedited, specifically regarding health and public safety.
We're all kind of racing to get information done. We're not California. We're not New York. We're new to this. And so I'm proud of where we are, but no, we're absolutely not ready.
So what about Mecklenburg County? Well, its efforts don't even come close. An email from the county's public information office explained they could not detail what is and what is not translated in the county's communications. Charlotte's website was manually translated into Spanish and other languages, but the county's website relies on Google Translate. It's effective for small phrases, but doesn't accurately translate lengthy articles and press releases, and the meaning can literally be lost in translation. Some of the pages aren't available in Spanish at all, and when opened, lead to an error message. Emily Yaffe, an immigrant integration specialist with Charlotte's EMI office, explained that she and other coworkers had to lend a hand to the county in communicating with the immigrant community and translating vital documents.
I worked at the county on making sure that they had an extensive amount of translations, language barriers need to be eliminated as often as possible.
Since the coronavirus pandemic has put city leaders on a faster timetable, Rios and Yaffe expect this urgency will help prove to the city council and fellow county leaders it is time to make language access a priority, starting with the implementation of the language access policy by June 30th. The goal this time next year is to have liaisons in each department. Meanwhile, New York Pastries and Pasteleria owner Martin Rojas hopes to expand his business once the effects of the pandemic slow down. Rojas also hopes that by then, he and other immigrant entrepreneurs will finally have someone who speaks Spanish in local government offices to help them succeed. For WFAE, I'm Laura Brache.